WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. Saudi Arabia says Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi is dead. They say he died in a fight with Saudi officials in the consulate in Istanbul. But while some lawmakers here in the States aren't buying that explanation, President Donald Trump has a different view.
Trump had previously highlighted denials from Saudi leaders that they knew anything about Khashoggi's fate. And last night, he said he believed the latest party line out of Saudi Arabia to be credible.
Correspondent Sarah Westwood. They said the odds of winning the Mega Millions were pretty low, and nobody beat those odds this time around. There was no big winner in last night's drawing for a $1 billion jackpot. The next drawing will be Tuesday. The new jackpot, $1.6 billion. And even though it hasn't been getting the same attention as Powerball, the Mega Millions also has a sizable jackpot up for grabs tonight, $470 million.
If there's no jackpot winner in tonight's Powerball drawing, the next drawing would be Wednesday. And don't know yet what the jackpot would roll to, but we're already close to the $500 million mark.
John Haggerty with the Virginia Lottery. A scary night for an Uber driver in North Bethesda yesterday. Montgomery County Police said the driver picked up four men near Cushman Road around 5:15. Once they got going, the men ordered the driver out of the car at gunpoint. Police tweet they're now searching for the suspects and the car. Maryland is asking the Supreme Court to uphold its first-in-the-nation law against pharmaceutical price gouging.
Attorney General Brian Frosch petitioned the High Court on Friday to uphold the law. The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Virginia has previously ruled the law is unconstitutional because it forces manufacturers and wholesalers to act in accordance with Maryland law outside of Maryland. The Maryland law enabled the Attorney General to sue makers of off-patent or generic drugs for price increases that were defined as unjustified by the cost of producing or distributing the drug. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Recent polls show incumbent Republican Barbara Comstock trailing Democratic challenger Jennifer Wexton in the race for the 10th Congressional District. Loudoun County Board of Supervisors member Rod Meyer tells WMAL's Mornings on the Mall what Comstock will need to do to win.
If you're looking at the national political issues, the candidates who are winning are talking about the local issues. What I say about Northern Virginia is if your top two issues aren't transportation and transportation, and maybe your third one is tolls, then you're not winning. If transportation is not your number one issue, you are not winning in Northern Virginia.
He says she'll talk about local issues like getting a $25 million grant for a project on North Star Boulevard. In sports, the Caps fell to the Panthers 6-5. The Brewers won Game 6 of the NLCS 7-2 to force a Game 7 tonight. Also tonight, the Wizards take on the Raptors. Tomorrow, the Skins square off against the Dallas Cowboys at 4:25. Coach Jay Gruden talks about running back Adrian Peterson.
When you get a Hall of Fame type guy like that, you're not sure what to expect. You know, you're not sure what type of attitude he's going to have. Is he going to be on better than everybody type guy? But he's not. You know, he's a great guy. He works hard.
You can hear the game tomorrow right here on WMAL. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
Join WMAL at Taste of DC October 26th and 27th at DC's newest venue and brand new home of DC United, Audi Field. Taste of DC is the largest culinary festival in the Mid-Atlantic, featuring Restaurant Row with over 65 of the region's best restaurants, two stages of live music and culinary entertainment, and an artisan market featuring local businesses. Taste of DC October 26th and 27th at Audi Field. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit WMAL.com/events.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day. For free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Good morning. Dealing with a serious accident scene on the northbound side of 95 as you approach 123. Looking at the cameras now, looks like multiple lanes are blocked on the right-hand side. Only one left lane is getting by this accident scene. And looks like that those delays are actually stretching as far back as the Prince William Parkway. North of that point, you're actually up to speed. 395 dealing with some construction. The southbound side currently has two right lanes blocked. Northbound side also has two left lanes blocked as you make way to and from Duke Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, scattered showers this morning, then mostly cloudy, a high in the mid-60s. Right now, 57 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
What if you had a chance to win $5,000 just for doing something you do anyway?
I'm going to use my toaster for a chance to win $5,000.
I'm going to use my back scratcher for a chance to win $5,000.
Sound crazy? Well, Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union thinks it's smart. Now through November 30th, simply take advantage of Commonwealth One's already low rates on car loans, personal loans, or their free checking, and you'll be automatically entered to win $5,000 in loan payments or a $5,000 one-year certificate. Imagine having your payment made on your credit card or a loan for 1 year, or getting a $5,000 certificate for college or anything else. What's more, every week, Commonwealth One is holding a $100 giveaway drawing for anyone playing on their money-saving team. Go to cofcu.org/win and get in the game with Commonwealth One. Go to cofcu.org/win for account terms, conditions, and sweepstakes details. Residents of the DMV are eligible for membership, federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey friends, it's Eric Stewart from the Eric Stewart Shows here on WMAL for the past 15 years. And recently, I've heard a lot of ads from other realtors guaranteeing to sell your home, or they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, or make up the difference, or something like that. The big question I have is, why would you hire somebody who would just sell your home for what's acceptable? Don't you want exceptional? That's what we do at Long & Foster. You can find us at ericstewartgroup.com, and every Sunday morning you'll find me here at 8 a.m. on WMAL.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Second hour of the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. John Gizzi joins us each week. He is the White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, good to have you with us.
Good to be here this morning, and what a week it is.
Two big stories that we are covering this morning. That is the now acknowledged death of Jamal Khashoggi, killed in what the Saudis are calling a fight at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. And the second story is, of course, the caravan of migrants through Central America into Mexico. Both of these have huge political implications for the president. And, of course, the midterm races are coming up. Let us start with the caravan, because this takes us back to the 2016 campaign, the president's strong stance on immigration, and he seems to be standing strong on this, but will he overplay his hand with moderates?
The president almost has to stick with his base. Had Brett Kavanaugh not been confirmed for the Supreme Court, a strong part of his base would have believed that even with the presidency and the control of the Senate, the Republicans can't deliver. So it is with another faction of his base, those who supported Donald Trump for president primarily because of his hard line on illegal immigration and calls for sealing the border. Look, let's put it on the table. He promised a wall. He said he was going to build that wall and make Mexico pay for it. None of that has happened, and ground has not even been broken on the wall. The president earlier had a hard line about families being separated and said he would enforce the present law that he inherited from his predecessor. And then the proverbial optics didn't look good. People were playing recordings of children crying. And, of course, the administration decided they wouldn't separate families, even though a number of these families were being used by people who just wanted to get them to the United States and create more disruption. Well, now you have the next stage in that. Between 1,500 and 4,000 people are marching from Central America through Mexico, headed for the border. The president has threatened to call on the armed forces to turn them back. And yet, if he simply allows them to cross the border and come into the United States, one is going to wonder just why they elected Donald Trump and how different his approach to illegal immigrants is from his predecessor. I have a funny feeling that this close to an election, this is a president oh so conscious of his base, and he will do precisely what he said to deter the caravan, optics or not.
Does it impact those swing states where we've got such tight races? And, you know, anything can happen, obviously, in the next 2 weeks also. But if this is front and center the night before Election Day, how does that play in these very, very tight races that could go either way?
Let's put it on the table. Senator Cruz, an ally of the president on this issue, has been leading throughout most of the year in Texas. His opponent, Beto O'Rourke, has more money, raising $38 million in the last quarterly reporting period. And yet, Ted Cruz and Texas itself are on the president's side on a hard line in immigration. There were five states in which Democratic senators are seeking re-election, in states that went for Mitt Romney in 2012 and Donald Trump in 2016. These are Missouri, Montana, Nevada, North Dakota, and West Virginia. I don't believe for 1 minute that whatever scenes come out of deterring the caravan, they will hurt the Republicans and those who are committed to electing Republicans. New Jersey is another story where there's a strong Republican challenge to Senator Bob Menendez, and in all likelihood, the candidate would suffer and he would want no part of the Trumpian policy. In the rest of the country, it's about rallying the base and doing what he thinks is right.
It's been nearly 3 weeks since Jamal Khashoggi entered the Saudi consulate in Istanbul and has not been seen since. As of Friday night, 18 Saudis being held in his death, allegedly a fight breaking out, and he being killed as a result of the fight. Help us understand who the players are here. We've got the king, we've got the prince, and then there are 18 who are being held, and the relationship of those 18 to the prince is what is the big question right now.
The big question now, is the United States going to punish Saudi Arabia for the murder of someone, while not a U.S. citizen, was a resident of Northern Virginia, and indeed was a journalist who did no harm to anyone? First, a word on Jamal Khashoggi. He's an unusual kind of journalist in the sense that he's very close to people in power. He cultivates them. And 10 years ago, he was the spokesman for the Saudi embassy in Washington, D.C. He had a good relationship with the royal family in Saudi Arabia, and he knew American journalists as well as people in government. To use some of the shorthand my colleagues use, Khashoggi was wired. So his death is not just the murder of someone, but the murder of someone of consequence in terms of being very well connected in power. It also should be remembered he went into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul to get papers that all of us have to get when we get married. And his fiancée, in fact, was waiting in the car outside. It was there that he was suddenly attacked, brutally assaulted, and even had his fingers chopped off by the assailants. Now, the significance of all of this is that when a foreign country is responsible for some kind of murder, whether or not it occurs on U.S. soil or involves U.S. citizen, America usually takes action. Mr. Skripal, a Russian, was poisoned and nearly died in London. and the Trump administration closed down 60 consulates in the United States that were sent here from Russia. Sergei Magnitsky was an accountant in Russia who challenged some findings involving taxes for a client, and he wound up in jail and died there mysteriously. We have Magnitsky sanctions targeting individuals who were involved in this unhappy scene. In Saudi Arabia, there is already an expectation of some kind of action by the U.S. Members of Congress are calling for Magnitsky-style sanctions against the royal family. Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince, de facto king, and the man who is likely to be in charge for a long time, being in his 30s, is not going to stand for targeted sanctions against any family member. We have several deals already going with the Saudis, not to mention the importing of oil from Saudi Arabia. The president has to make a decision to take some action and put the U.S. on the side of the angels with Jamal Khashoggi and suffer the economic consequences, or continue the business dealings with the petrostate of Saudi Arabia and not stand up for human rights. That would clearly fuel a very bad message about the president and his administration if he did that. All I can say at this point is stay tuned.
Well, stay tuned, because we'll have the very latest on the changing landscape of the 2018 midterm elections. Stay with us. It's 7:17, time for a check of the traffic and weather. Tony Rodriguez is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Good morning. Dealing with a serious accident scene on the northbound side of 95 as you approach 123. Looking at the cameras now, looks like multiple lanes are blocked on the right-hand side. Only one left lane is getting by this accident scene. And looks like that those delays are actually stretching as far back as the Prince William Parkway. North of that point, you're actually up to speed. 395 dealing with some construction. The southbound side currently has two right lanes blocked. Northbound side also has two left lanes blocked as you make way to and from Duke Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy today, high 65, mostly sunny for Sunday with a high of 52. On Monday, sunshine, high to 58, sunny on Tuesday, high of 63, and cloudy Wednesday with a high of 55. And right now in D.C., we are at 58, and we're heading to 65, and it's 7:18 Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
We continue our conversation with John Gizzi on the Saturday morning update. He's the White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Midterm elections coming up November 6th. John, many of those races have been like a seesaw over the past several months. What stands out to you as we are getting into the seventh inning here as these races approach? Which ones are the ones now to watch that, of course, could change in the next 2 weeks?
Let's look at the Senate races briefly. There are 23 Democrats facing the electorate this year, plus another two independents, King of Maine and Sanders of Vermont, who vote with Democrats. That brings the total to 25, with only 8 Republican seats up for election. So the odds favor the Republicans retaining the Senate. As I mentioned earlier, there are 5 states that were carried by Mitt Romney in 2012 and Donald Trump in 16. Missouri, Montana, Nevada, North Dakota, and West Virginia. And in each state, the Democratic senator could easily fall. And or in the case of Nevada, the Republican Senator Dean Heller could go down to his Democratic opponent, Jackie Rosen. At this point, Republicans hold a lead in all of them, and the odds favor Republicans retaining the Senate and perhaps adding to their 51-seat majority. Democrats could make a few dents here and there. The obviously most vulnerable incumbent senator is Ted Cruz, who faces an aggressive young challenger in Congressman Beto O'Rourke. Congressman O'Rourke raised $38 million in the last quarterly period and has consistently outraised the Republican incumbent. Yet Cruz leads in the poll because Texas is still a Republican state. In Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn was well on her way to becoming the volunteer state's first ever woman senator. Last week, polls showed her with a 14-point lead over Democratic former governor Phil Bredesen. Now the race has tightened up, and Blackburn's lead is by only one percentage point, 47 to 46. If I had to pick the most interesting race in the country and one that polls show to be nearly even, it is for the seat of retiring Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona. Democrat Kyrsten Sinema, liberal Democrat, very much committed to the leftist agenda down the line, faces moderate to conservative Congresswoman Martha McSally. It's quite an interesting sight to see two women in a race, and both of them members of Congress with records to contrast. George W. Bush and Mitt Romney have campaigned in the Grand Canyon state for McSally, and it's a nip-and-tuck contest. Overall, I say Republicans gain three seats when it's over, and the House is just going to be too close to call. Right now, that 25-seat margin that the Democrats need to overcome for a majority looks a possibility, but more than likely, it will be just making it the tightest division between the parties in the House since the midterm election of 1998, 20 years ago. Needless to say, I'll be up late election night.
We'll be looking forward to it. John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. You can simply Google Gizzi on politics to keep an eye on things. John, thank you.
Always a pleasure, and we'll keep you posted.
7:22 now on the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Hillary Clinton, will she run again? We have two opinions on that coming up next.
How should you pick a wealth management firm? Some choose a firm based only on price. You should choose based on value. At the Wise Investor Group, we believe price is what you pay, value is what you receive. We'll show you where you stand now and how to keep you and your family on the right path. Give us a call. We think we can help.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated. To reach Simon, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better-informed, wise investor.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down, put 2 feet down, and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI with lower out-of-pocket costs for you. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Exit your timeshare safely, legally, and forever. That's what Timeshare Exit Team's all about. When the resort that you paid good money to fails to live up to the expectations they set, call Timeshare Exit Team. It could be a long process, but they'll be with you every step of the way, and they'll get you out or give you a full refund. Call 844-928-EXIT and schedule a free consultation to find the right solution for you. 844-928-EXIT, online at timeshareexitteam.com.
There's a lot to do this fall in D.C., but you know what there's not a lot of? Convenient parking. Fortunately, you can reserve the closest spot to your destination in advance with Spot Hero. Whether you're catching a game, exploring the district, shopping in Georgetown, or just heading out for some fun, Spot Hero is there for you. Simply download the Spot Hero app and type in your destination. Spot Hero will show you the closest parking spots and prices. You can even get $10 off your first park by using promo code FAST on the app. That's $10 off with promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
Washington wins.
Oh my God.
With 4K a day.
Oh my word.
On WMAL. Your shot at $1,000 happens four times each weekday.
My name is Margaret, and I am $1,000 richer.
WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I love this time of year, don't you? Nothing's better than lying in bed on an autumn night and drifting off to a quiet, restful night's sleep. but if you or your loved one has sleep apnea, the sounds of snoring may be keeping you up all night. You've probably tried the CPAP mask, but if it's just not working for you, you're not alone. Now there's a silent mask-free treatment option available right here in the Washington, D.C. area. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep solution that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open during sleep, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need. Inspire is FDA approved and currently offered at more than 150 leading medical centers across the country. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
A-Action Home Services. Plumbing, electrical, heating, and air. 703-922-1900.
ActionHomeServices.com. Problem solved.
Have you tried that trendy new dating app? You can have months of frivolous fun with people who just love to play games. But if you're ready for something more grown up, try the Match app. Over 30,000 new people a day are heading to Match for grown-up conversations that lead to great dates and beyond. Our listeners that go to Match.com can start for free today. View photos and informative profiles to get a deeper sense of the people you'd like to meet. Start for free today at Match.com. That's Match.com.
7:26 Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. Hillary Clinton will just not go away. This was earlier in the week.
In retrospect, do you think Bill should have resigned in the wake of the Monica Lewinsky scandal?
Absolutely not.
It wasn't an abuse of power?
No, no.
There are people who look at the incidents of the 90s and they say a president of the United States cannot have a consensual relationship with an intern. The power imbalance is too great.
Who was an adult. But let me ask you this. Where's the investigation of the current incumbent against whom numerous allegations have been made?
Did you catch that? She was an adult? Hillary just throws it right on Monica. Kind of gave Bill a pass there, didn't she? Well, anyway, point being, Philip Reynes, you may have seen him on some of the cable news channels. He's on Fox, CNN, all over the place. Worked for Hillary all the way back to 2002. And he made the argument not only on TV this week, but to Politico that Hillary Clinton might actually be the Democratic Party's best hope for defeating Trump in 2020. He says no other Democrat has, quote, anywhere near a base of 32 million people, especially not Senators Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren. He feels the party shouldn't dismiss her as a failed candidate because, quote, she's smarter and tougher than most, and she could raise money easier than most. All right, that's the opinion of a former Clinton staffer. Let's turn the page to the New York Times. A member of the New York Times editorial board has a message for, quote, broadly unpopular Hillary Clinton as the midterms loom. A member of the New York Times editorial board said, stay off the campaign trail or risk firing up the GOP base. Times board member is Michelle Cottle. She penned a piece headlined Hillary Clinton's Master Class in Distraction that essentially tells Hillary Clinton to back off and allow Democrats to focus on the midterms. Cottle wrote that someone needs to, quote, perform an intervention before Clinton, quote, further complicates life for her fellow Democrats because she has been, quote, on a tear in recent weeks and doing more harm than good. To opposing schools of thought. 7:30 News is next on WMAL, back with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and Cheryl Atkinson.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Washington's election headquarters. Depend on it. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. We now have Saudi Arabia's story about what happened to Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. They say he died in a fight with more than a dozen Saudi officials at the consulate in Istanbul. President Donald Trump said last night he believes the Saudis, members of Congress don't,
The key voice we haven't heard from so far is President Erdogan. Here in Turkey, his investigators have maintained that a far more sinister series of events transpired inside the consulate, and we've yet to hear him rebut or rebuff what we've heard from the Saudis.
Correspondent Nick Robertson, a former teacher at Meridian Public Charter School in D.C., is sentenced yesterday to almost 12 years in prison after being convicted of sexually abusing four of his students. Prosecutors say Robert Leach groomed and sexually abused the girls when he was a teacher at the middle school between 2010 and 2013. After a parent caught him, Leach left the country and went to various places in the world before being arrested in the U.K. in 2015 and extradited to the U.S. He pled guilty to multiple charges in 2018 before being sentenced yesterday. Nobody's waking up $1 billion richer this morning. There was no winner for last night's Mega Millions jackpot. They'll try to find one Tuesday. In the meantime, tonight Powerball is $470 million up for grabs.
Mega Millions has been getting all the headlines, but Powerball has been kind of quietly sneaking up there as well.
John Haggerty with the Virginia Lottery. In sports, the Caps fell to the Panthers 6-5. The Brewers won Game 6 of the NLCS 7-2 to force Game 7 tonight at 8:09. Also tonight, the Wizards take on the Raptors at 7. WMAL traffic and weather next.
Megawatt, how do I lower my Novec electric bill?
According to the savings tips on Novec.com, you could save up to $300 per year by using a smart thermostat. Keep it set at 68 degrees for heating when you are home, and lower it several degrees when you are away.
Gotta shave that bill.
Dave, you know I depend on electricity.
I do too, Megawatt. I do too.
For ways to shave your electric bill, go to Novec.com.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Brain Fog, How to Lift the Veil, on Wednesday, October 24th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
It's 7:33 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's Tony Rodriguez in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Northbound side of I-95 dealing with an accident scene just before you get up towards 123. Previously, two right lanes were blocked. Looks like they have reopened one of them, so two left lanes are available to you. The delays are stretching as far back as the Dale City exit. Outer loop of the Beltway also dealing with two lanes being blocked near St. Barnabas Road. Unfortunately, still an active accident investigation there as you make way past St. Barnabas Road. 395 got construction in both directions, headed to and from the Duke Street exit. Got a little bit of volume delays as you approach that point. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, scattered showers this morning, then mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s. Right now, 57 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on WMAL.
If you're looking to sell your home in the Metro D.C. area, then call Debbie Dorrule Associates of Long & Foster. Debbie and her team have been doing real estate for 30 years and have helped people just like you sell and buy over 7,000 homes. They're the number one team in Long & Foster, and for good reason. Debbie Dorrule is changing the way real estate is sold. Whether you're wanting maximum value or maximum convenience, Debbie has you covered. Their friendly and professional team gets you more money, period. No gimmicks necessary. It's as easy as 3-2-1 sold. 3. Contact Debbie. 2. Get an on-site evaluation. And 1. In 24 hours, have an offer on your home and a suggested list price. Call Debbie's team at 571-200-5321. That's 571-200-5321. Or visit 321homesold.com.
It's as easy as 321 sold. 321homesold.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Shingles, why is fall the best season of all?
Beats the shingles out of me.
Come on, get your heads out of your asphalt.
I know, it's not hot and wet like summer or cold and wet like winter.
Now you're getting your shingles together. Fall is the best time to get a new roof, and you know what that means.
We make like a tree and leave.
Did she say leave?
Better call Long Roofing now and get a new roof from $99 a month.
We build trust and peace of mind into every Long Roofing roof.
Go to longroofing.com.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
7:37 on the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is the author of Operation Dark Heart. Tony, good to have you with us.
Hey, Rick. Always good to be on. Thanks for having me.
All right. Big story of the morning. Saudi Arabia has admitted that journalist Jamal Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, saying he died in a brawl, but they made no mention of where his body is. 18 Saudis being held. What do you make of this story, Tony?
Well, it's like a bad episode of 24. I mean, you're talking about here a journalist who had essentially reported for an American outlet and had a number of ties which made a lot of countries, to include the Saudis, very uncomfortable. I don't believe for a minute his assassination, and I'll just be that blunt about it, I think he was assassinated, was something that we can kind of stand back and pretend didn't happen. That's not an option. But with that said, Rick, I mean, we have to understand that Saudi Arabia is not a first-world nation. They still believe that chopping people's hands off and chopping people's heads off is a form of punishment is totally acceptable. So when we talk about this in terms of how tragic it is, we have to understand that the Saudis as a system are very much open to this sort of thing happening. And remember, one of the reports I've read, which I find credible, is that the people who did this were, quote-unquote, the autopsy unit. This was like a mobile unit that could go around and do autopsies. Well, if they had those kind of tools, I'm pretty sure I have an idea of what happened to the body. And I don't think it's in any one piece, if you know what I mean right now. But I think we have some issues here we're going to have to sort through. And President Trump is going to have to look at this very seriously. And I think there's going to have to be consequences.
Well, it seems as though the prince, MBS, is kind of pinning it on these 15 guys as though it was a rogue effort. And they, you know, they sacked one of the high-level security guys. But, you know, somebody probably had some direction given, maybe?
Yeah, look, I think they're being sacked, clearly, but it's not because they killed the man. It's because they embarrassed the prince. I don't believe for a minute that this would have been done, especially with this level of effort. I mean, apparently people were flown in for this event and flown back out. I mean, the Saudi government is very much ruled by a family, and that family is very much in control. You don't have things happening randomly. So I think you're going to hear the best possible face put on this by the Saudis, and they're going to say it was some random act of violence by a bunch of people who are out of control. But the truth is going to be this is a huge embarrassment to them. And frankly, we have to look at Turkey a little bit here, too. I'm not convinced that Turkey, while they're not friends with the Saudi Arabians, for some reason there was some belief that the Saudis could do this with impunity on Turkish soil. So there's something there to be looked at as well.
Well, it's kind of weird because the story is that his fiancée actually dropped him off.
Right.
And I would imagine she's probably going to wait around, or at least she knew where he was, and then he disappears. I mean, obviously, people are going to say, well, he went in and he never came out. I mean, it's not as though you did it somewhat anonymously and maybe he was poisoned somewhere, or there was a hit on the street that could be made to look like some, you know, street crime or something. I mean,
right.
Kind of not a really good strategy on if you're trying to cover this up.
Yeah, no, I think there was a belief that there was an objective here to make the guy go missing and not have any record, and he kind of disappears. But obviously, there may or may not be an audio record of what happened. I've heard there's something. I've not heard anything or seen anything. So it is kind of a mystery. But with that said, like I said, Rick, there's something we don't know or we don't understand yet about the whole Turkish angle. And I think we'll probably hear more on that develop over the next few weeks.
So what does it mean for U.S. policy? Obviously, the president wants to continue with the arms sale to Saudi Arabia, but he's getting a lot of political pressure. What are the security and national security aspects for us in addition to not only the potential effect on gas prices?
Yeah, well, you know, we right now are doing at about $3 a gallon nationwide. We are becoming a net exporter, which is all good. I don't know. Obviously, if OPEC does something as a whole, we would be, hurt by it. Saudi Arabia has been more or less willing to deal with us on this. So this is an issue that we have to deal with. That's true. But I would argue they're not the most important element of our Middle East strategy. There are other nations out there which are more than willing to actually kind of step up and be stronger allies. And obviously, one of the things you and I have spoken about a lot is this Middle East Strategic Alliance, or an Arab NATO, if you will, Middle East NATO. And, you know, they were supposed to play a key role. President Trump announced his concept for this 2 years ago there. With that said, look, there are other nations out there who will be more than willing to pick that up and move out with us. And the Saudi Arabians have had their own problems regarding Yemen. They've been doing things which have created what some are reporting to be war crimes regarding hitting civilian targets. So I think we have to be very cautious as we go forward with the Saudis and try to assess what's in the interest of both countries and where there's daylight. And frankly, I don't think we can stand for a journalist being outright murdered, no matter, you know, who he is or what he's doing in such a bold, blatant way.
Images throughout the week of the caravan of Central Americans moving north through Guatemala, breaking through a border into Mexico. Many of them are held up on a bridge as of this morning. Estimates over 4,000 in that migrant caravan. And what is it that is not being reported in the major national news outlets? As an example, the traffickers and the financing behind this. And number one, who are the traffickers and just the extent of the criminal activity in the trafficking alone?
Well, the trafficking is something that goes on, and look, we have all sorts of things being trafficked. We're talking about major sources of drugs, major sources of all sort of illicit goods. And frankly, you know, the people business, the people moving business is very good. So what we're seeing here, Rick, is essentially that on steroids. And I think one of the things that the American media is not looking at is who's paying for this, because, you know, money's got to be spent to move these people. There's videos of men handing money out to the people in these caravans. And who is that? Why is this happening? As far as I'm concerned, this is a military issue. And if you have 4,000 people who are not invited, not wanted, coming to your border, even if they're not armed, that's an invasion. And I'm one of those who believes President Trump should take a very strong stand. If he has to, put the National Guard shoulder to shoulder along the border to stop this. It sounds like the Mexicans are trying to actually help us a little bit right now, but it doesn't change the fact that this is an orchestrated effort. There are elements behind the scenes trying to make this happen, and I think, simply put, they're trying to overwhelm our border security for purposes of essentially trying to create an open border, and it's no one's interest, because those those people bringing stuff up would also open it up to terrorists. Another, you know, a Judicial Watch, for example, has reported about terrorist organizations having safe houses along the border. So this is a very serious issue.
Now, a story that is not getting much play outside of The Hill or the Fox News Channel is the latest on the testimony by some of the key members at the FBI and Nellie right. Orr, the wife of Bruce Orr at the FBI, and this whole question of the Steele dossier and the, you know, I guess some are calling spying on the Trump administration and the spying during the campaign on the Trump campaign. What are the latest developments this week as Nellie Orr did testify behind closed doors on Friday?
Well, I start out with the very thing you just said, the dossier. Someone asked one of the attorneys for Glenn Simpson, what exactly has been confirmed in the dossier? And Simpson's attorney couldn't name one thing. So I think if you start out with that as the beginning, there's clearly a lot that's been put into weight regarding the dossier, which turns out that no one can verify a darn thing in it. But that dossier has resulted in essentially what I would call a Game of Thrones going on behind the scenes, where you have people throwing each other under the bus. Nellie Orr and her husband are now key to what I'm being told is probably going to be perjury charges against Glenn Simpson of Fusion GPS. And this is no small issue. But there are a number of folks, and this, you know, most of the documentation you're talking about is Fox and The Hill, but it is documentation. The Hill has been very good about showing who's been testifying, when they've been testifying. And let me tell you, Rick, what I'm hearing is that these people, now that kind of the dam is busted, they're all kind of trying to throw each other under the bus for the best conditions. So, boy, you can't swing a dead cat without hitting a lawyer trying to help someone avoid jail right now regarding this whole issue there in Washington. So it's going to get more interesting as things go.
Well stated. Hey, we got about a minute left. You're involved in election security with the midterms coming up. You've been traveling this week. What are the key issues? What are you looking at?
Yeah, I was up in Pennsylvania with both houses of the legislature on Tuesday. And look, we're looking for security. Basic security regarding paper ballots is the big thing that I and my colleagues are working on. We need to have a way of making sure that one vote means one vote that's traceable, auditable, and can ensure the fact that the process, even if it is hacked, I mean, we do have people targeting it. We have a lot of folks who are invested, Rick, simply to disrupt our process. We want to have a way of recalling, recording, and being able to retrieve the results for purposes of making sure that the results of any election can be verified. So obviously this is one element of a number regarding securing the vote, but little by little, I think we'll get it done.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, London Center for Policy Research. Thank you so much, Tony.
Hey, Rick, thanks for having me.
You bet. 7:48, Saturday morning update on WMAL. Tony Rodriguez in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Looks like the accident scene on the northbound side has cleared away there as you make your way up towards 123 on 95, though you will see some light volume delays from the Prince William Parkway up towards 123. North of that point, you're up to speed all the way up towards the Beltway. Outer loop still dealing with two right lanes being blocked for that earlier accident scene from this morning. Two right lanes blocked near St. Barnabas Road. Some delays are starting to pick up. Headed on the outer loop of the Beltway, got reports of some debris in the roadway currently blocking at least part of the left lane. Looks like that's going to be just past Colesville Road, so proceed with caution. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy for today, high 65, sunshine on Sunday, high of 52, sunny on Monday up to 58, and sunshine on Tuesday with a high of 64. Outside 58, heading to 65, and it's 7:49, Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Good to have you with us this Saturday morning. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by Cheryl Atkinson. She is the host of Full Measure on ABC 7. It's every Sunday, 10 o'clock. Also the author of the New York Times bestsellers The Smear and Stonewalled. Cheryl, good to have you with us.
Great to be here.
We talk a lot about the Congress and congressmen, and this time of the year, the elections are coming upon us, and there seems to be a lot of money on Capitol Hill, and it just seems as though the average net worths of the congressmen and senators seem to be growing, and I'm kind of confused as to how that happens when they're sort of limited in their public salaries.
Well, join the club. You know, they make $174,000 a year, which is a pretty decent salary. And yet not enough, even if they saved every penny of it, to become multimillionaires from it in a couple of years. So how do so many of them get so rich is the question we set out to answer. You know, we found a lot of different answers. Some of the ways are perfectly legal. Maybe they shouldn't be, but they are. You know, that's a matter of opinion. And then sometimes they get tempted and bribed in illegal ways and occasionally get caught. I think what your listeners will find interesting is we found two former members of Congress to kind of tell us some of the secrets, like the way they get approached to do unscrupulous things as members of Congress by people who promise them payments and other stuff. So I think you'll find it real interesting.
Well, it brings up the question of what kind of information they can get access to. And as an example, we saw the charges filed against the congressman from New York, Chris Collins, on insider trading. And I would imagine some of these people sit on boards and they're probably very close to lobbyists. What kind of relationships are there?
Well, that's right. Not only that, but think about people who might want a favor, a corporation or a special interest. And they offer a business opportunity that's not illegal on its face, but everybody kind of knows that it's a quid pro quo, like you get a chance to buy some stock or you get a little bit of information ahead of other people. And even worse, what if it's about a company, you're a member of Congress, you have information about a company that you kind of regulate on a committee, so you have power to make the outcome for that industry good or bad depending on the hearings you have or don't have, or the laws that you help pass or don't pass. That happens all the time, and it's very difficult to prove what they would call a quid pro quo or a bribe. And the laws are pretty lax because guess who makes the laws about what they're allowed to do? They make them themselves. So there are definitely some problems.
There's been more recent news coverage of a paralyzing polio-like illness that is affecting children in many states around the country, and we're seeing more of it in the news, but this is something you've been trying to delve into now for years. And what are you finding?
Well, it first surfaced in 2014, and what struck me as strange about it is normally when there's any hint of an infectious disease, CDC kind of goes wild, asks for emergency money, you know, has appearances before Congress, but they didn't do any of that with this, which killed more and injured more children right away than Ebola and other scares that they had really hyped up. So I thought, why is it they're trying to, it seems to me, keep it very quiet? And sure enough, they wouldn't say much about it. They wouldn't release public documents. They won't even say the state where the outbreaks are occurring, even though that's our health information gathered by our health agency. They won't tell us. So I ended up suing them, you know, for freedom of information material that they wouldn't provide. Most of what I eventually got was redacted. But I can tell you that one of the lead researchers on this says this is a super serious problem. He told me in an interview I did for our program, it's just like polio. I mean, it's not called polio, but it's the same thing in terms of what it does to these kids. So we're seeing this outbreak of a polio-like illness. And every other year it seems to be bigger, which was the pathology he said polio followed until there was a major epidemic. It's very concerning. CDC still claims, as far as I know, they have no idea what brought it here in 2014 or what's causing this. And that can be obviously very frightening for parents. The average age of the patient or the paralyzed child is 4 years old, but it does sometimes happen in older people too.
Well, two quick questions. How many states are we talking about, and is it a permanent paralysis, or is that too early to tell?
Well, in this season, I believe they've already announced it's in 22 states so far, so it's pretty prevalent. And, you know, if we knew what states they were talking about, we would probably find more cases, because another mystery is CDC hasn't made this a reportable disease, which the researcher I spoke to says it should absolutely be a disease that doctors are required to report nationally so that we can get statistics. They're not making everybody report it. So we only know of maybe 400 cases or so, but there could be many more since it's not required to be reported. Secondly, on how sick these kids get, some of them die. Mm. And the ones we had followed as of last year, none of them had fully recovered. Most of them were still very, very sick, you know, living on respirators, cannot breathe alone, can't speak, you know, just really terrible paralysis. I did interview one kid who was older in high school when it happened. He lost use of his leg, but he got a lot of it back. He limps and kind of had to reteach himself how to walk, but he was the best outcome that I had seen.
And have they given any detail on how it's contracted?
Well, it's possibly carried, or possibly is an outgrowth of a common, it's called enterovirus, EVB68, that a lot of people get, never know they even had. And what they're trying to figure out, that's spread by coughing and sneezing. You know, they're saying wash your hands, do the normal stuff you would do to avoid a cold. But they're trying to figure out why some of these kids, after they have EVB68, become paralyzed when the vast majority of people don't. That's, you know, that's always a question, why some people react to something much worse in a more serious way than others.
Important story. Find out more tomorrow morning, ABC 7 at 10 o'clock. It's Full Measure, hosted by Cheryl Atkinson. And Cheryl, as always, thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too. 7:56 now on the Saturday Morning Update.
Into the end zone! Redskins touchdown!
The Skins and the Cowboys face off live from FedEx Field.
Going over the middle of the end zone, it is caught!
Coverage begins Sunday at 3:25 on WMAL.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
Do you suffer from sciatica, spinal stenosis, a herniated or degenerative disc? Have you tried traditional chiropractic, physical therapy, drugs, or injections, only to be disappointed with the results? Now, sadly, you're contemplating invasive surgery. You're not alone. Drugs and injections often only give temporary symptom relief. If you want lasting relief and an active life again, you need to fix the problem, not mask the pain. At Virginia Family Chiropractic, we combine state-of-the-art non-surgical decompression with high-dose laser and dynamic therapies that can rehabilitate damaged discs. Don't continue living with the pain or subject yourself to the risks associated with opioids and surgery. A consultation to learn if you're a candidate for our drug-free, non-surgical treatment is just $75 when you mention this ad. Virginia Family Chiropractic. Call us, 703-263-8583, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. My friends Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams will guarantee that they will sell your home for 100% of the asking price, or they will pay you the difference. While many real estate agents will promise to sell your home for the money that you want, the fact is that the majority of homes sell for a price that falls well short of what sellers may have been led to believe. Debbie and Sarah's 100% of asking price guarantee solves this dilemma. When you call Debbie and Sarah, they'll prepare a total market analysis of your home and you'll receive your guaranteed price up front and in writing. If they don't get you that price, they'll pay you the difference. Their massive buyer acquisition system has over 7,000 quality buyers and creates the most demand for your home. That means more money in your pocket. Call the Reynolds team today to get your guaranteed price at 844-344-SOLD. 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 Or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
We're here with a famous Madam M to talk about the big $5,000 giveaway from Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union.
I'm beginning to see something in my crystal ball.
Now through November 30th, simply take advantage of Commonwealth One's already low rates on car loans, personal loans, or their free checking.
I see someone dancing and waving money in the air.
And you'll automatically qualify to win $5,000 in loan payments or a $5,000 one-year certificate.
But wait, there's lots more people laughing and waving money.
That's because every week, Commonwealth One is also holding a $100 giveaway drawing for anyone playing on their money-saving team.
Madam, your crystal ball, it's gone dark.
Oh, I turned it off, darling. I saw myself opening an account at Commonwealth One.
Go to cofcu.org/win and get in the game with Commonwealth One. Go to cofcu.org/win for account terms, conditions, and sweepstakes details. Residents of the DMV are eligible for membership. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
News is next on WMAL, then Garden Sense.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station.